We're up to the Mishnah on Kuvav Amid Beis, bottom. Yoshev ho'echad ala pesach v'lo milu. Somebody sat in the doorway, and there was a deer inside the house, and he didn't, fill up the doorway, so the deer could still escape. So he basically didn't do anything. Yoshev ha'sheni milu. The second person came, and he sat down, so it's like there was a smaller doorway to begin with. He filled up the doorway now completely. So Chayim. So the second one is Chayim. He's the one who captured the deer. Yoshev ha'rishon ha'pesach milu. The first person sat in the doorway, and he filled up the doorway. He filled up the entranceway, and therefore the deer couldn't get out, so it's already captured. Ubo ha'sheni v'yosha b'tzido. And the second one came and sat next to him. He didn't do anything. First one already captured the deer. Afal pisha omet harishon v'holachlo. Even though the first one got up and walked away, so now the deer is being captured, or kept being captured by the second one. Harishon chayev ha'sheni potter. The first one's chayev, and the second one is potter, and the Gemara will discuss whether potter means mutter for him to stay there, or potter means it's aser, but it's aser, but he's what we call not chay. Holamazadome, what can this be compared to? Lenoel is beso, the shomro. Person closes up his house, and his intention is to close the door that gan oven don't come in. The nimtz of tzvi shomro besocha, and then he finds out that there's a tzvi inside the house. That's how Rashi learns that he found out after the fact that there was a deer in the house. He doesn't have to go and open the door to let the deer out. Right, the mice, the deer was already captured from before. That's what's it called. There's no isser of keeping the deer captured. Okay, Rashi, Hasheni chayiv shoot sada. He's the one who captured it. Hol lema Hasheni zedome meachas shenitzol ayaderi. So what's the second guy like after it was already captured, and now the second one is only preventing it from running away? Linoel is based on the shomra. Person closed up his house, and his intention was to close up the house to protect it from ganoven, not to capture anything. And he found out later that there was already a deer in the house, already captured. Since the first one already captured this deer, right, it's like protecting a tzvi that was already captured from before, and now you're just seeing to it that it shouldn't run away. Okay. Okay. There are different shitas over here of what exactly the case is. Some say, like Rashi is mashma, that okay. Let's wait. We'll get to it tomorrow. Now, there is a shita just in the Mishnah before we get to the Gemara that the only case where the second guy is potter, whatever potter means, is where the first one never went away, where the tzvi could have gotten out in between for a second. He walked inward towards the house, so the entranceway was still blocked off when the second one came. The second one, mamish, did nothing. But if the first one walked away for a second, and then the second one came and filled it up, then he's preventing now the deer who could have run away from running away. That's also no good. And others hold, no, that what's it called? Just holding a deer in that was already captured and now holding it back from running away, that's not called capturing the cloud. Capturing means it was loose and you captured it. Now it wasn't loose. It could get loose. Just preventing it from getting loose is not called capturing. So even if the first one walked away completely and there was a few seconds in between, the deer could have run away. Since it didn't, it was captured. That's called captured. You know, you're just preventing it from being uncaptured. Okay. Yeah, the first sheet is a Tosas Yontif, that it's only talking where the person didn't walk away completely, and the one who's Mekel is the Magen Avram, and the Maisel Halacha, the Yerab, and the Orcha Shulchan hold like the Tosas Yontif, that if the first guy walked away and it was possible for the deer to get away, then the second one couldn't go there and take his place. Omer of Abba, Omer of Chia Bar Ashi, Omer Rav. Nichnas olo tzipor tachas knofav, Yoshev u'mishamro ad shetechshach. A guy sitting innocently, and a bird flies, into his lap or under his arm.
So if he doesn't move, the bird is caught. The bird caught itself. Okay, it flew into his shirt or under his jacket, and it's caught. So if he doesn't move, the bird is caught. If he moves, he has to let the bird go free. So he's allowed to sit there the whole Shabbos, and and then he puts his hand in and catches the bird. Right? Since he didn't do anything, the bird basically captured itself. He's not mechuyev to do something to let the bird go free. But here he didn't do any ma'aseh. The bird did everything. In the case over there before with the door, he did a ma'aseh. He walked to prevent something from escaping. That's where the Tosfos Yontif holds that it's no good. But in this case, he didn't do anything. Masiv Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yoshev Harishon Al HaPesach Umiluhu, Ubo Hasheni VYoshev Betzido, Afal Pi Sheomad Harishon V'Holech Lo, Harishon Chayiv Hasheni Potter. My Lav Potter Avalosir. Potter usually means that you're not going to be in a chatas, but it's also Medrabanan to do that. Why is this case different than the case where the guy is sitting there and the bird captures itself, and now if he stays the way he is, he's preventing the bird from escaping. So lechora, it's the same case, whichever way you learn, the Magen Avraham, or the what's it called, or the Tosfos Yontif, it's the same case as where the guy, the deer was already captured, now you're just preventing it from escaping. So where it says, lo, potter mutter, enochanami, over there also, it's mutter. It's mutter to come and sit in the doorway. Again, each one according to what it is. But if there's no way for the deer to get out, right, in between, and you're just sitting there now and preventing it from escaping, that what's it called is mutter. Hachinami mistaber. Miniktani seifa lemazet domela noelis beis ol shomra. The nimtzas vi shomra besochlo. Right, what's this compared to? To a case where you locked your house innocently to protect it, and you found that there was already a tzvi, what's it called, captured in it from before. Like Rashi says, from the day before. So all you're doing now is preventing it from running away. Okay? Bechlal de potter mutter. Shema mino. Vechora, that kind of case is potter. Mer says it. He didn't do anything. So it's mutter. You don't have to open the door and let the deer out. You closed the door on a deer that was already captured. Now, if it would be Osir mit the Rabbanon, you'd have to open the door and let it out. That much you don't have to do. Shema mino. It's potter mutter. Ikedi amre. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, afanan nomi tanina. Some say that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, we have a mission that says this. Afal pi sheomad harishon v'cholek lo, harishon chayiv, hasheni potter. My la potter and mutter, right? Doesn't mean that it's potter and mutter. It's mutter for the second one to take the first one's place. Because the deer is already captured by the first one, so the second one is not doing anything. Where it says lo, potter avalosir. No, maybe it means what's it called, potter avalosir. Where it says no, Hamidik Tani Seifa Halomas Lamaz Edome Linoelis Beso the Shomro Venimtzet Svi Shomer Besocho Nechlal the Pater Mutter. No, Lamaisa what's it called? It can't be Pater Avalosir because the Gemara compares it to a case that there's no Svara to say that there's any Issa the Rabbanan. He didn't do anything. Right? Shema Minah that it's Pater Mutter. Rashi Tachas Knotha Tachas Kanfek Susa went into his jacket. Vein Yochalotzi, so he can't get out. Right? The bird flew in. And it can't get out from where it flew in. Sheninal b'fonav me'elav. Automatically was captured by itself. Yoshev u'mishamro. So he's allowed to stay like that the whole Shabbos, not move, so he doesn't let the bird go free. V'chein ve'eino tzorech liftoach lo chalon de'eino el shomer. Same thing over here. He doesn't have to open a window or open the door to let the deer out or let the bird out. L'noel esbeso d'chol adam osim kein. Everybody does that. Close your house up. You don't have to look for deers to see if there are deers in the house. Okay. Omar Shmuel. Okay, let's just see over here. There's a few different sheets of what happened over here where you locked your house up to guard it, and you found that there was a tzvi inside. So Rashi learned that it's talking where the tzvi had already been captured before. Okay. Okay, there's a Rashba who say one of two shittas, different ways of understanding what the Rashba means. The Rashba says that you knew there was, you didn't know there was a tzvi when you closed the house. It wasn't captured before. You closed your house Shabbos morning to close the door so Ganav Mishim come in, and then you found out that Lamaisa, at the same time that you closed the door to protect it, there was a tzvi inside and you captured the tzvi. So it wasn't that the tzvi was already captured before. It was captured now from this Maisa that you did to close up your house. right? But since you didn't know, right, when you close it, and you closed it for a different kavana completely, so it's mutter, and you're allowed to continue doing it. There's another shita that, what's it called, that even if you knew there was a tzvi, since you're doing it for the kavana not to capture the tzvi, you're doing it for the kavana of closing your house, and people have a right to close up their house, right, that you're not chayiv on seder either. So some learn from here that that's a special din in all psik reishas. In all psik reishas, if you, what's it called, are doing something that has two kavanas to it. You're doing it bedavka for a kavana, right? You're closing the house not to capture anything. You're closing it to what's it called for a kavana of protecting it from ganavim, right? Yeah. And what's it called? And at the same time, right, you're capturing a deer, right? That's not called psikresha. Psikresha is where you don't have any kavana in this mice itself. And one spoke about it. What's it called for any other kavana? You're pulling a bed, right? And you're not thinking about the chritz at all. Then it's a psikresha. But over here, you're thinking about closing the door, and you're thinking for a different reason completely. That's a kavana misnagedis. You have kavana bedafka for a different purpose, right? Not for capturing deer. Your kavana closing this door is to keep ganovim out, not to keep deers in. So the Onig Yontif, however, says that it's not a din in opsikresha. That's a regular psikresha. It's only a din in seda. Seda is only called capturing. Capturing is not closing your door to prevent ganovim coming in, even if there's something in the house. That's not a mice of seda. Mice of tzedah is you grab the animal. Here it's completely an indirect kind of thing. So you can't call that a mice of tzedah. And therefore, if the mice is being done to guard your house from ganovim and not to capture something, it's not called capturing. That's only a memeladika thing. But you didn't do a mice of capturing. Mashenke, some other kind of psikration where you did a mice of the malacha, right? Just that you had kavana for something else, that's a regular psikration. But over here, not having kavana for the mice of the malacha, it's not a mice of malacha. It's only a mice of malacha if you intend to capture something. Closing the door of your house is not called capturing. Right? It's only called capturing if you have kavana for that. So that's the svar, at least, why over here by tzeda, even if you didn't know. The other one is that if you didn't know and you did it, so same thing. It's not, you don't have to let it go. That's the, you don't have to let it go. Okay, those are the different shitas over here about this. Yes, okay, let's go on. Omar Shmuel, Kop Turei de Shabbos, Potter Aval Aser. Anytime it says Potter by Hilcha Shabbos, it always means Potter Aval Aser. Inachai Bechatas, but it's Aser to do with Rabban. Levar Mehani Klas, except for these three cases where Potter means that it's Mutter. The Potter Mutter, Chadaha, first case is this case over here, where what's it called, where the deer was already captured, and you're just continuing the capturing, that's Mutter. Right, each one according to his shita, what that's talking about. Chadaha, umimai de potter mutter. How do you know that it's mutter over here? Diktani seifa, lamazedo, milanoel is basal, the shomra, venimtusli shomra besocha. It's comparable to a case where you close your house to protect it, and you found that there was already a tzvi. The easiest way is like learning with Rashi, a tzvi already captured in it from before. You don't have to open the door again to let it out. So that's clear that it's mutter. The idach, what's the second case? Where potter of a mutter, hamathis mursa b'shabbos, right? If you you pierce a boil on Shabbos to let in lasos lapeh, if you're doing it to lance it, right, to make an opening that the, what's it called, that the, now the air will get in and the pus will come out, right? So you're doing it to leave an opening, you're chayiv. Then you're chayiv. Either you're chayiv because of bone, building that opening. It's like building an opening in anything, making an entranceway. And like we said before, the entranceway has to be to bring things in and to let things out. So you're letting in the air and you're letting out the pus. And even though ain't binyan bekalim, by human beings, it says in the Torah, by even as such, it's possible to have building. So it's possible that building by a human being could be chayiv min haTorah. Even though before we had the Rabbanan hold that building by braiding your hair is only the Rabbanan, because that's not really binyan, but it could be over here, it's mamash a binyan, right? Even though it's dealing with a human being. Or according to others, we learned that binyan bekalim is only where you're not making the kli. You're not doing something that's professional. You're just assembling different parts of a thing together. But if you're making a kli, or you're doing something that's professional, then even in kalim there's binyan. Could be the same thing over here. That's one shita. Second shita of what you're bechayev by matis mursa is what's it called is makabapatish. Makabapatish, even though you're putting the finishing touches on this wound. And others hold that that's not really the malacha. The Rama holds makabapatish. Makabapatish over here means anything that's done that's a professional thing. Even if it's not the last thing in building, but it's a professional touch, that's all called also called makabapatish according to the Rama. So if you're doing it to build an opening, so then you're chayiv, either because of makabapatish or because of bone, or because of both of them. Possible both of them too. Im lahotzi menalecha, if your entire intention is not to make an opening where it now can drain. You just want to take out the pus right now. But you're not doing it in a professional way that the boil now will be open to drain and to let air in or whatever. It's just to let the pus out right now. Potter. Then you're potter. We made the potter mutter. How do you know it's mutter? Maybe it's us. It's potter means you're not chayav achatas. Disnan. Machat shal yad likel basakot. Now you're allowed to take a pin. It's not mukta. If you want to use it, letzorach gufo, you want to use the pin to do something that's mutter. Okay, what is mutter? To take out a coat. Even though it's possible that you'll draw blood, but since it's not a what's it called, a psikresha, so dover shena maskavin is mutter. Or it's a what's it called, malacha shen tzrich legufo. Now you don't need the coats. You don't need the blood. You need to get the splinter out. So that, what's it called, same thing over here. You don't need the pet. You just need to get out the pus. You don't need that it should have a drainage opening. So lemaisa, it's mutter because of tsar. Normally, melacha shein tzrich legufa is osur mit the rabbanan, but here, because of tsar, the rabbanan were matir the melacha shein tzrich legufa. The idach, what's the third case? Let's see Rashi till here. Hamathis mevakeya mursa. You open up a boil. Im lasos lapeh, betosefta tani hachi. Im lekolfa, velasos lapeh, kederish shirofim shal achshavosim, demesakin lapesach. If it's to open up a drain, a drainage, and leave it open, and it should be done in a professional way, that now the air goes in and the pus will drain on a regular basis. So you made it, and that's called lancing it, and whatever it's called. Okay, that then chayiv mishum bone. So Rashi says you chayiv because of bone. Pasach Pesach, what's it called? Bone. Pesach or mishum sakin kli. Mali sakin maka, mali sakin kli. Or it's because of tikkun mona, which is also either bone or what's it called or maka bapatish. V'im lahotzi lecha shel achshav, v'eino choshishim tarzav etisto miyad. He doesn't want to leave it open to make a drainage thing. He just wants to get rid of the pus right now. He's not doing it in a professional way that a dafka will remain open. Could be it will remain open. And it will be a drainage opening. But Lamaish, that's not his kavanah. His kavanah is just to get rid of the pus for right now. Potter mutter. The ain't kan tikkun. Here there's no tikkun because it could be closed. It'll close up. For Rabbanan nami lo gozer boshvus mishum tsar. And the Rabbanan didn't ask it over here because of tsar. Machet shal yani tell us b'shavas little bosakot. Tainu dum yedalecha de mitzayer lech. Same thing with the coat. You don't care to leave open a, what's it called, even though you're opening a Pesach in your skin where the coat was, they don't care for that. You just want to get rid of this coat right now. The Kamer, he tells l'chatchila, machet shel yad, he machet shel tofrim bo begadim. Machet shel yad is a needle that used for sewing. Umishum diktani bahado, v'shel sak, liftoach bo esadelas, korile l'hai machet shel yad. Why is it called machet shel yad? To differentiate between a bigger machet that you use for opening locks. Okay, the ida chatzad nachash b'shabbos. If you catch a snake on Shabbos, im misasik bo shelo yishachen upater. If you're what's it called doing it that it, you capture it because not because you want to have a create a serpentarium, but you want to what's it called just keep it from biting you, then you're potter. Im l'refua chayiv. If you need the snake skin for refua. Right, then you're chayiv, because you captured the snake. Umimai de potter mutter. How do you know that what's it called, it's mutter over here, to capture the snake shouldn't bite you? Disnan kofin ka'ara aner, b'shvil shlo tochas b'kora, v'al tzoa shlo kotin, v'al akrav shlo tishach. It says, b'feirish, you're allowed to take a dish and put it over an air, not when you're going to put it out, but it shouldn't, what's it called, that it shouldn't cause a fire, right? Even though you're doing it for something that's osur, but for that you're allowed to do it. The Altsoa shall cut, and even though the Tsoa itself is Mukta, you're allowed to put a dish over it that people shouldn't get dirty from it. And you're allowed to put a dish over an Akrav, right, that shouldn't bite you. And so, where it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Obviously, Pikuach Nefesh is Mukta because of Pikuach Nefesh. Here is no immediate Pikuach Nefesh. It's doing it for the future. Right, that shouldn't get out and possibly cause somebody harm because there's tsar, right? Obviously, if you get bitten by an akrav, there's tsar at least, so it's mutter. Same thing over here with the what's it called, to capture the snake, if your whole intention is that it shouldn't bite you. Rashi, ka'ara shalcheres. Rashi is bothered by the fact, how can you put a plate over a thing that shouldn't catch fire? It's flammable itself. The answer is, it's talking about a ka'ara of cheres, not of wood. Kofin lechatchila velo sheyichabes aner. Not that you should put out the candle. Vashmin, and you put it in such a way there's still air going in, so the candle will burn under the clay. Vashmin, the clay nitl hatzolus dover shein on nitl b'shabes. You're allowed to move the clay for something that itself is mukta. The al akrav so tishoch. The afagad memela mitzah. Even though you're catching the akrav, but since it's tsar, it's going to cause you tsar. That's mutter. Memela, you're allowed if you're what's it called, bees that could sting you. Okay, you're allowed to capture them on Shabbos or Yontif that they shouldn't sting you. What? Not allowed to kill them. You're allowed to capture. What? Mosquitoes, it's a shiloh. It depends how bad they are. A bee sting is very painful. Many hold that mosquito stings aren't that painful. It's not called tsar, and you can't capture them. And others hold that mosquito stings, it also depends how bad it is, but it also causes tsar, and it could cause a swelling or whatever.
Malaria.
And if it causes malaria, that's a different story, but most of the mosquitoes around here don't cause malaria. They cause malaria, it's Sakonis Tafosh. Okay. Okay.
So in that case, according to the more medical opinion, you're not allowed to kill them, but you are allowed to capture them?
What?
Mosquito?
No.
But the medical
opinion, you're allowed to capture them.
Just
right.
You put a cup over
right.
Or whatever.
Right. But it depends really how much of a tsar you'll have for mosquitoes. Okay, but a fly, that for sure. Just the bothering, right? It doesn't bite you, right? A fly, for sure, you can't capture. Okay. Okay. There's another shiloh over here. Why capturing these things? But it really has to do with the next parak, so we'll wait till we get there. Hadronecha Oreg, Hadronecha Oreg, Hadronecha Oreg. Shmona Shrotzim Ha'amurim B'Torah. There are eight Shrotzim the Torah speaks about, Legabi Tuma. Right? The Chomed, the Hacholed, the Achbar. They're in Vayikra Yud Aleph. It's positive when he's on the positive over. Elo Hatzmeim Lachem B'chol Asheretz, Kol Andik. Where is it? Doesn't bring it down. Okay. There are eight different Shrotzim that are mentioned. So if you wound them, your chayef. The reason for that is that they all have skin. And therefore, if you wound them, even if the blood doesn't come out, but the blood coagulates under the skin, causes a black and blue mark like in anything that has skin. And those shrotzim, since they have skin, even if you don't, if the blood doesn't come out, mamash, but it stays inside, but it causes a wound, right, that you're also chayef. We'll see for what. That's how we'll say, that's how Rashi learns at least. And the Sharshkotzim Ramashim, but other kinds of insects and creepy creatures or whatever don't have skin. They don't have a skin where the blood could coagulate under the skin. So Achovel Bohem Potter. Then if you're Chovel with them and you don't make any blood come out, there's no skin to hold back the blood, that's not called a wound. Hatsodon. Chay, hatsadon, and if you capture, oh, one second, hatsadon v'achovel ben chay. If you capture them, or you what's it called, wound them, you're chay, because these things are normally captured. These kinds of shrutzim, these kinds of shrutzim, are captured. They're yesh b'minom nitzel. That's the in their type of animal is something that people capture for a purpose. Right, there's reason why people capture them. But other kinds of shkotzim or mushroom, people don't capture them to hold them. You don't make zoos of grasshoppers or whatever. So achova bohen potter. Then chaval is also potter. Hatsodon, and if you capture them, litzorech chayiv, shalom litzorech potter. if you do it letzorech, right, you're doing it for a purpose, you want to capture them for a purpose, then you're chayiv. Shelo letzorech is potter. And they'll see that as we go on, if this is talking about even things that ain't b'midon nitzot, normally things that aren't captured for a purpose, but you have a purpose to capture, it could be a chayiv. Or no, this is talking about things that are captured for a purpose, but then if you do it not for a purpose, then it's melacha shein tzrich legufa in your potter. If you do it for a purpose, you're chayiv. Chayiv ha'ov shebershuso, if you have animals that are domesticated, hatsod and potter, capturing them, there's no such thing as capturing, because they're already domesticated, they're not wild. Vachovel ben chayiv, but if you wound them, you're chayiv. It doesn't make a difference if it's your animal, domesticated or not, if you cause a wound. Rashi. Shmuel Nishrotzim, Acholid V'Achbar, and the other six. Hatsodon Chayiv Shebemino Nitzot. So Rashi learns the reason these, if you capture them, are Chayiv, because they're the kind of animals that people capture for a purpose. And therefore, what's it called? It's Asur Min HaTorah. But Mashma, the other kinds, are not captured for a purpose, but still, if you capture them for a purpose, you're going to be Chayiv, according to Rashi. Others hold that anything that's not been mino nitzo, you know, there's no capturing if you do it for a purpose. That's only awesome of the Rabbana. The capturing something that normally isn't captured for a purpose, even if you capture it for a purpose, is batla daito. You're not capturing something that's normally captured. It's shelo kederech. People don't capture these things to capture them, and therefore you're pater. Rashi learns now, like Tosus learns the second way, Rashi learns the first way. Okay. Vachovil bahen chayit, dieshlem or, because they have skin. Because their skin, if you make a wound in them, the blood coagulates under the skin, it doesn't go back into the circulatory system. So you basically remove blood from the system, and it won't return. So Rashi learns the malacha is Natilas Neshama. It's a told of Shochet. Shochet is killing an animal. Here you're also partially killing the animal, because the blood is Nefesh. And taking out the blood is mixas nefesh. It doesn't make it if you kill it completely, you kill it partially. Taking out blood is natilas neshama. You're taking out a little bit of the neshama. Loshen acher, second reason why you're chayiv, Rashi said, kiven the eshlen or, nitz baha or bedam hanitzra. Right? That since they have skin, so if you wound them, the skin becomes colored by the blood. T'chai mishum tzoveya. Like we learned before, that shochet, this also could be chayav mishum tzoveya, but then it's only if you have intention that you want that blood to color the skin. Hachovel behen ushar shkotzim ramashim could go on tolas, worms, unechoshim v'akrovim, snakes and akrovim, and some take out the word snake. That's a snake is taka dovrusha b'mino nitzot. It's not shar shkotzim, and snakes have skin, too. So according to most girsas, the word nachash doesn't appear in Rashi. They don't have any skin. So if the blood doesn't come out, it's just going to go back into their circulatory system. There's no way for the blood to come out of the circulatory system and be caught between the skin and the body, right? And then it causes a wound, a black and blue mark. Right? By then, either the blood comes out or it doesn't come out, right? It goes back into the system. What? Not Natilas Neshama, because then it goes back. It's not out of the system. Natilas Neshama is where you take it out of the system. Here you can take it out of the system. And if it came out, then Yenicharam, Yechai. The blood came out, Yechai. Hachovim, Dein Lemor, Shalol Tzorech Potter, Dein Bemino Nitzot. You're talking about a wound where the blood didn't come out of the skin. So if there's no skin, the blood didn't come out, you didn't do anything. Shalol Tzorech Potter, Dein Bemino Nitzot, Vahavi Malacha, Shein Zrich Legufa. These aren't things that normally are captured for them for their own sake. They're captured only for side reasons that you don't want them around or whatever. Not that you want them. For Reb Shimon, he can mukul a big mar. Rashi learns, but if you would capture it letzorech, then you'd be chayiv. And others hold no, since it's not the derech, it's shelo kederech to capture these things letzorech. Chayiv ha'ov shebershuso potter im tzadon shari nitzodim va'omdim. Domesticated animals are already captured. They're captured by themselves. You don't have to capture them. We'll see the Gemara's going to speak about what happens if they rebelled or whatever, they ran away. Then it could be they could be captured, even domestic things, but they're not domestic anymore. Okay. Midiktani hachovel bohen chayiv. So Rashi says two pshatim, and Tosa says the ikur is Natilas Neshama, and not what's it called soveya, because soveya lechor has to be where you need it to be nitzvah. It's not mustaber that you want to color the skin of these animals. The Rambam learns a third reason why you're chayiv here, and that is because of dosh, that you're separating the blood from the what's it called from the animal is like taking out the wheat from the husk. Okay, it's disha, and the what's it called? So why by shar shrotzim? And it's talking where you take out the blood, okay, not where it's just underneath the surface. So by an animal that has skin, so the skin and the basar are one thing, and the blood is something else. So taking out the blood is separating a liquid from a solid. By shayim kain, the animals that don't have skin, there the basar and the blood are considered one thing. And therefore, it's like taking food from food or liquid from liquid. It's not two separate things. The skin makes it two separate things, but the basar and the dam are considered one thing. So that's why it makes a difference if it has skin or it doesn't have skin. So manafkamina between the Rambam, that is mishum dosh. And there's another problem with the Rambam, because we hold ein gisha l'bigdulei karka. You have to say that the Rambam would hold that animals are considered gedulei karka. Okay, so they grow. From things that grow from the ground or whatever.
Why not borer?
What? Borer? Yeah. Borer is not...
if you are already going so far.
No, it's not really... Borer is because the two things were... usually borer, a liquid from a solid, is not borer, where it's two easily definable things. They weren't ever mixed up completely or whatever. Borer is not. That's called disha. What's it called? Nafkamina would be, are you chayiv that with a kol show if it's nitzilas hashom, any little bit you took out, you killed the thing a little bit. But if it's chayiv because of disha, there's a shear of a grogris. You'd have to take out a grogris for that. It's one nafkamina. What's shot nitzilas hashom over here? So Tosfos says because the blood is adam hu nefesh. So taking out a little bit of blood is taking out a little bit of neshama. Others hold that the reason is because you weaken that aver that you took the blood out of. So it's like killing that aver b'miktsas, right? And others hold that there's no getter like that, because you'd have to want then that aver specifically to be weakened, and it's not mistaber. So it's more mistaber that the chiyuv is for the blood itself. The blood is called nefesh. The blood is called neshama. Taking out a little bit of blood is called taking out a little bit of neshama.
That's good bloodletting when it's considered healthy.
Right? Yeah, so sometimes taking away part of the neshama is a healthy thing. But still taking away part of the neshama. It doesn't have to be what's it called destructive. Just taking away in the neshama, and shabbos, it's by shchita, it's not destructive. It's very positive to take it away, not for the animal, but for a person. What's it called? Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings a raya from here that what we normally say, a tzav, is one of the eight shrotzim, is a turtle, can be. Because turtles you can't capture, they don't run away, they're captured already, even though that's really not 100% true, because there's a lot of kinds of turtles that you can't just put your hand on, the snapping turtles or the turtles that run pretty fast too. So it could be that tzav is that kind of turtle, but the turtle that we know, right, is not able to run away quickly and you can capture it without any problem. That's not called capturing. And chomet, the Tosfos Rid says that a chomet can't mean a snail. Rashi says somewhere a chomet is a shavluel, is a snail. Snails are not capturable, right? You don't have to run after the snail to catch it. If you do, you're pretty... it can't mean a snail, he says, Tosfos Rid. Okay. Also, what's it called? Shlomo Zalman Orbach has another thing. The only time that you have chovel is if the blood comes out of the circulatory system. Imagine you make a black and blue mark or whatever. But he says, what's it called? Like putting, where the blood never leaves the circulatory system. It just becomes red, and then it'll go away. Right? You know, you bring the blood to the surface, under the skin, but it'll go back. Right? You make a red mark, right? You what's it called? Pinch yourself. It makes the blood comes to the surface, but it's still in the system. It didn't pierce a capillary, right? And make the, what's it called, the blood come out of the system between the blood system and the what's it called and the skin, That's called a chabura. But sometimes you just make it red, and the redness goes away. I don't have a blood didn't escape from the system, just came towards the surface. That's not called, he says, therefore, there's another isur of chabura, of a son wounding his father, or a daughter, father and mother. So could you put bankis, you know, what's it called, where they used to put suction cups or leeches, where it didn't actually pierce, it just made the area red and brought the blood to the surface, but it was choser, that's not called chabur. Chabur over here is where the blood left the system and remained trapped between the blood system inside and the skin. Okay, let's go on. Right. In order to be chovil, they must have a skin. Man tana, right? Who's the tana who holds that these eight shratzim all have skin? Omar Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This man, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omar Shmuel, the shratzim yeshlem oros. The skin of these eight kinds of animals is called skin. Right? There's no machlokas and metzias whether they have skin or not, but what they have is that called skin or not. Rabba Barafuna, Omar Rava, Filu Tame Rabban. Ad can lo pligi Rabban Ale the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Alinian Tuma. Dechsiv Elahat Meim Lochem, the Rabbo Shorosam Kipsora. Right? The what's it called? The Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We'll see Lagabi, what's it called? Lagabi, what halacha? Lagabi, if they, what's it called? If these things, skin, are considered like basar and they're matame, or they're considered separate from their bodies and they're not matame. The shaila is what they have, is that called or is that called basar? Avalin in Shabbos, afilu rabbanim mode, but the regabe Shabbos, they hold that that's enough of skin to make a chabura. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shimon ishrasim yesham oros, who poligat the rabbanim, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri argues on the rabbanim, da'amre beha'or v'harotav, v'anoka, ha'koach, v'halitoa, v'hachomet, these four, right, orosim t'meim, v'cha'adosh, ha'kipsorim. Right. If the skin is not considered skin, considered part of the flesh, then the halacha is that a sheretz, his metame ka'adosha, like a lentil, a small amount, because that's how it starts off, that's how it's born, that size. So if you have even a dosha of basar, it's metame. Al mahoni arba, less luor. These four don't have skin because their skin is considered basar. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds, no, their skin is also considered skin. Elo atmeim. Basar v'ha'anokah v'ha'koach, si v'darshin an hei yisera, v'ha'tmeim l'rabo shorosem kibsoron, uksiv eile l'mu'utei hanach dekro kama ha'cholden achbar v'atzov. It's two different psukim. One has cholden achbar and tzov, and the other one has the other ones. So these are tmeim, that their or is matame, just like the basar. And the other one's not. So they make a difference between these five and the other three. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, no, all of them have or, and the or is not matame ka'adosha. Okay, but by Shabbos, afilu rabbanim modu deish lenor. But what they have is considered or legabi Shabbos because it holds in the wound. But it's not considered or to be considered mamish like basar, to be not considered like basar, it's an or that's like basar. So legabi Shabbos yachai. Legabi tumah, it's considered or, not considered basar, and therefore it's not metame mechadosh. Okay,